B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the Fanatic Morning Show. I'm Jamie Lynch. In with me today on this President's Day edition, we got my man Trey Thomas. Good morning, Trey.
Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Happy President's Day.
Yeah. It's good.
Is President's Day just the, I'm glad people have off. Anytime people can get off, that's a good thing. It's just, come on, what are we doing here?
It's an excuse to have off. That's what it is.
What are we doing here? And in with us is Pat Egan. We got Sam Wilson with us as well. And we are live on Twitch this morning. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there. Welcome in, welcome in. Not a lot of local activity over the weekend. The Flyers go down on Saturday to an incredibly hot Lightning team. They didn't really stand a chance in that game. I was watching with my wife, and once the Lightning went up 3-0, she kind of was like, Why don't you give me that remote now?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can't really argue against you on that one. So Flyers go down. Sixers obviously were the a big attraction of NBA All-Star Weekend. We'll get into that. I absolutely love what the Houston Astros are bringing to Major League Baseball this year. The Phillies are all fully reported into camp. We will get into all of that and more because did Bryce Harper become a company man over the weekend?
Yes. Yes, he did. But he also did bring a new product that's probably selling off the shelves right now.
Oh, he's pushing product?
Of course.
Well, you bring a $330 million man in, you gotta sell something.
You
right?
Gotta sell some Fanatic pillows.
So there's a lot to get into today. But first, the one that kind of, and by the way, I was at the Liacoura Center yesterday for a little Big Five action.
Let's not discuss that.
It was good first half for the Owls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we'll leave it.
And that's it.
Yeah, they tried.
Yeah. Yeah. So, lots to get into this weekend. The one that kind of resonated with me the most was the Astros cheating scandal and the reaction it's getting from Major League Baseball right now. Now, Trey, you're a man that actually played in and competed against some known cheaters in the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. Many times over, they've been caught. They've been slapped on the wrist. I wouldn't really say they've been reprimanded too hard. And now Major League Baseball, frankly, is facing the biggest cheating scandal since, sure, the steroids were cheating, but, it was almost an even playing field as everybody was doing it back then.
It's the worst since the Black Sox.
Yeah, I was going to say, since, the 1908 Black Sox. Like, this is a major, major cheating scandal. And it almost got forgotten about there for 2-3 weeks. And, now that camps are fully reported and all the stars are reported to camp, guys are pissed. And rightfully so, because, it's a major scandal. And, with the Chris Bryants, your Trevor Bowers, Tommy Pham, they've become the laughingstock of Major League Baseball. And Commissioner Rob Manfred came out over the weekend and really did himself no help at all. He basically gave players immunity to come forward and tell their side of the story and try and be upfront about it. And he did something really weird, and he called the World Series trophy a piece of metal. Trey, if Roger Goodell or whoever the commissioner Tagliabue during the time you were playing had come out and called the Lombardi trophy a piece of metal after you may have been cheated out of a Super Bowl, how would that make you feel? Because I can't imagine that would resonate very well with players.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, all you did was just throw more logs on the fire. I mean, just to try to. I mean, everybody is working towards that piece of metal. I mean, all of the sacrifices that are going in is going towards winning that piece of metal. I mean, salaries are being either bumped up to, if you can reach obtaining that piece of metal, your salaries even bump up.
Yeah.
So, come on.
That's not a piece of metal. That's what a lot of guys have busted their ass for years upon years, if not decades, to obtain.
Like, how do you downgrade your league championship?
That's what I don't get. Like, how dumb are you?
This is the All-Star Game Championship.
Yeah.
This is the World Series.
You just called the World Series trophy, one of the most iconic trophies in sports, a piece of metal?
It's only, over 100 years old, but, yeah. It's just
a piece of metal. Like, what the hell are you smoking, Rob Manfred? And then the other part of it, which I think is really actually going to help the sport this year, is the intrigue of watching the retaliation against the Astros, because this isn't something players are forgetting about. This isn't something they're sweeping under the rug. Players are pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll hear from Cody Bellinger, who I thought won the weekend with his comments. You know, Trevor Bauer was out there basically saying, yeah, if any of you Astros got a problem with what I had to say, you can contact my agent. She's setting up times and interviews that we can have a conversation. But basically, you know where to find me.
Mm.
And I was like, damn. This is the polar opposite, I think, of what happened in the NFL.
Well, and not to cut you off, but he had an issue with Alex Bregman for a while, too, where they had like a little rivalry going. And it was serious, too, where he would release a video of him talking about striking him out, and Bregman would post a video of him hitting a home run. So they had bad blood before this whole thing went out.
Awesome.
And then you release the information about the cheating scandal, and it ups it even more.
I love it. Every sport deserves an enemy. And there is no bigger enemy than the Houston Astros right now for Major League Baseball. And they're going to have a lot of chin music coming their way this year. And I'm very much here for it. I think it's going to be great. I know the Astros, I believe, are coming to Citizens Bank Park in June, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I want to see a Zach Wheeler 98-mile-an-hour fastball right to somebody's center of their back. Because what they did was disgraceful. They did it for years. It was systematic from the top on down. And in the NFL, Trey, and to relate it back to you, nobody really came out aggressively against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Some former players did once they were kind of out of the league. But nobody really spoke up that, and maybe I'm missing somebody, that adamantly while they were live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would have been awesome for the league had that happened.
Well, because it hit and then it had fizzled out so quickly. I mean,
well,
because
Roger Goodell burned the tapes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once it was like, hey, you got called stealing film. And then it just, filming practices. And then it just, right after that, it was over with.
Yeah.
You didn't really hear that much about it. So, and it was before, I guess. Social media was so rampant now.
No, that's a big part of it, totally.
Yeah, I think that kind of helped it out a little bit to keep it, as low-key as it was. But nowadays, it just keeps churning. And now, starting to get other players' reactions. I wonder how long the retaliation process is going to take.
I know.
How long it's going to go before the league offices step in and like, all right, you know what? Hey, we can't have this.
Yeah, so Rob Manfred, one of the other comments he had, and we'll play for you the sound throughout the course of the day, was, we can't really retaliate. We can't have this, guys. You can't throw at the Astros all season long. We're going to have to put new rules in place.
Is that how he sounds?
That's how he sounds. He sounds like the scientist from The Simpsons. In my head, you can't convince me otherwise. Hey, idiot, they're going to retaliate because you didn't suspend them, you didn't take a title away, you didn't ban postseason play, you basically gave them freedom to cheat.
Yeah, what does this say that he's telling people you can't retaliate? So you're defending the cheaters in this situation?
Yeah!
Like, they're okay, they can still do the postseason. You saw this weekend, if you follow the EPL, that Man City got...
I was going to bring them into the conversation.
Yeah, banned for 2 years,
from
right?
Champions League play for 2 years, which is a major deal because over in Europe, so try basically the Champions League, they have England, Spain, Italy, Germany, basically the top four teams from all the countries then get into the Champions play. So a lot of these clubs believe that the Champions play is actually more important than their own league play because you're the best of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And Man City, for financial reasons, basically they had advertisers. They were cooking their books and playing. It was shady. So they got banned from Champions League play for 2 years, which is a major, major deal. And at first, when the Astros penalty came down, I went, yeah, that seemed fair. And then, Mark brought it up on the show, how it was a joke that none of the players had any sort of suspension. And I was like, you know what? Damn, he makes a really good point here. And the more and more I got to thinking about it, I was like, this is a joke that none of the players got any sort of suspension whatsoever.
Well, they only did it for 1 year.
Right.
They didn't use buzzers. Okay.
All
right. And it didn't benefit them at all in any games.
Yeah, right. Yeah, huh?
Because I know in when I'm sitting in the producer's area, I'm just banging trash cans left and right. So it's just a normal thing that you do.
Yeah, totally.
You and just start banging trash cans.
The other part of this, I thought... The umpires never heard this?
Yeah.
Yeah, how did they not pick up on that?
Never heard this?
How does the other team not pick up on it, too?
Well, apparently it was well known. And that's another thing. Like, Rob Manfred just continued to put feet in his mouth all weekend long. I couldn't believe what I was hearing out of this guy. And
it amazes me that it's well known and nobody comes forward with it sooner.
And you know what's mind-blowing?
Mike Fiers, who was on the team.
Davey Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, who ended up winning the World Series this year, ended up getting tipped off by Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, who was in place in Houston, who helped develop this system. So he told on a system, he told a buddy of his to look out for a cheating system that he implemented?
Wow.
Like, it is so complex, and it kind of got swept under the rug for the past month. Like, the news came out at first, and it was like, whoa, and then it kind of just dissipated away. But it's back now, and it's a major, major cheating scandal. And to be honest with you, I think it's going to help ratings. I think it's going to help the product overall, because everybody needs a heel. And the Houston Astros are the heel of Major League Baseball. And I, for one, can't wait to watch it, because I think they deserve every piece of chin music that's coming their way. I think their comments were short-sighted, disgraceful, non-sincere, all of it. Whatever you want to call it, they were. And I honestly can't believe what I was hearing from Rod Manfred and the Astros this week. And I thought Cody Bellinger nailed it as one of the faces of baseball, one of the young MVPs of the league. I thought it was perfect. Chris Bryant weighed in on it. Trevor Bauer weighed in on it. Tommy, like, they've become the laughingstock of Major League Baseball. And Carlos Correa comes out and says, oh, yeah, the reason he doesn't want his jersey ripped off is because he had an unfinished collarbone tattoo.
That was the best excuse I've ever heard.
What?
It was so crazy that for a second you went, all right, maybe.
Yeah. Until that picture came out from last season or last summer or something without a tattoo on his collarbone.
There is no tattoo. Well,
but that picture was earlier than the actual.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought the picture
time
was.
No, but the picture was in October.
Well, please tell me the tattoo says only God can judge me. Like, that would be perfect.
It would actually be perfect if he had a tattoo of a little buzzer.
Or, like, no regrets.
No regrets. Yeah, that would be good. What is the tattoo? That's what we should be asking.
So we will get into the Astros cheating scandal and what is or what should have been the proper punishment. Because I don't believe you can take away a title. Now, Trey, as the former athlete in the room, Pat, I know you're a beer league hockey phenom.
This close to going pro.
Yeah, and, you know, my days are behind me of intramural sports. But, Trey, as the athlete in the room, I would think, and I'm only guessing for you because we haven't talked about this, you would feel somewhat cheap if you got a Lombardi that was taken away from the Patriots.
Yeah, you would. You would feel cheap about it, but you would take it. You know what I'm saying? Just because, I mean, but if they got caught cheating, like, that year, you know what I'm saying? Like, a couple months.
If it was instantaneous, you wouldn't have.
Yes. You would be like, oh, all right, yeah, let's get that. But a couple years down the line, you know, like, if they said, okay, you know what, hey, man, now, let's go 2004, 2008, man, they got caught cheating. It's now 2020. It's 2020. Hey, we want to take their trophy away from you, give you guys a trophy, and here's a ring.
Yeah, right. It just feels weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, so I don't think taking away the World Series trophy from them is by any way the right decision. But I do think that, like Pat just brought up, a ban on postseason play is what would hurt them the most. And I know that kind of makes the AL West a little unfair. Tough. That's Major League Baseball's problem. You had to send a message here. Do I think it's going to stop that style of cheating? Sure. Until the new style of cheating is found and developed and all of that. Do you think a postseason ban for the Astros is a fair penalty that should have been put in place? Or do you think it was merely Altuve, Correa, Bregman, you guys, you know, 50, 60 game suspension. What are your guys' opinions on what should have been fair for the Astros?
I think fines and suspensions should definitely have been handed out to players. You know, postseason play, I don't know if that would fly. You know what I'm saying?
It's 'cause I mean, there's sponsorship and TV revenue and all that stuff that has to be taken into the equation.
Yeah.
But that would hit them in the feels, and that would ruin 2 years of the prime of some. What we thought were great players, now that, I hate to say this, but they have to go out and prove it all over again.
Which they will.
Hypothetically speaking, though, imagine if you ban them from the postseason and they still end up winning the division, but they also are the best team in baseball as well. And I'll ask you, since you know you play the sport at a high level, if you had the Patriots similar situation, but they were banned from the postseason, and you end up winning the Super Bowl, there's always going to be the talk of, well, you didn't play the Patriots because they were banned. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue of banning them from the postseason. And I'm all for it, by the way. I'm just playing devil's advocate in the situation of, you know, I'm very interested to see how these guys do this season because they don't have this advantage. Like, a guy like Jose Altuve, who I used to love, and now I think he's a scumbag.
So did I.
Because I thought he was one of the best players in baseball. He's getting hated by it, but...
And Cody Bellinger brings up, he won the 2017 MVP over Aaron Judge, which was a fair debate in itself at the time. Now to find out he was cheating, it's like, now I feel bad for Aaron Judge, frankly.
Yeah, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that this team could make the playoffs still because they are extremely talented.
Totally.
They do have a really good pitching staff. They have
Brent Terry Strome
down there using spin rates. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that they still could make the postseason. To play devil's advocate, I do wonder how baseball would feel if you win a World Series, but then they were to be banned at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I think it's what would make the Astros pay the most. A $5 million fine, frankly, does nothing.
No, it's
a drop in the bucket.
That owner can push out some new, what's their stupid mascot? Fanatic wannabe? Gizmo or crap.
It's like asteroid or something.
Yeah, you have Jose Altuve put a little asteroid plush doll in his locker, and there's $5 million back.
Teams don't do that. They don't make their players push
Pat.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Who would do that?
Bryce Harper just loves those products.
Those socks and headbands and
company man
animals.
Bryce Harper has something different to say.
But then you have a situation like that a couple years back with Auburn. They were kind of like went undefeated, but they couldn't play in the bowl games.
Yeah, I think there was
the Cam Newton situation where they paid him.
Well, Louisville basketball team had their title taken from them, and you remember USC, like one of the greatest college football teams ever, had theirs taken from them. Does anybody remember that?
Reggie Bush had to give back his Heisman.
But this team they couldn't play in the bowl games. They were undefeated.
Yeah,
so they had gone into it and they were undefeated, but they couldn't play in the bowl games.
Yeah, and how much does that suck? That's not a message. They weren't going to do those recruiting violations ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But like with the Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, USC team, does anybody really remember or care that their title was taken from them? They remember him as one of the greatest college football teams ever.
So then Reggie Bush has to give back his Heisman, then what? But you give it to the second place guy? I mean, what is that?
You can't give it to the second place guy.
I don't think you give it to the second place guy. It's just an asterisk on the history books.
Right.
I just think Major League Baseball has bungled this so bad. It's an embarrassing level of handling a sticky situation.
Well, there's a documentary on Netflix called Screwball, and it's all about the Alex Rodriguez-led steroid scandal. Mm-hmm. It's very good, by the way. But and it's hilarious too because they'll have the real life guys telling the story and then they'll have kid actors act it out.
That's pretty funny.
So it's hilarious to see a 9-year-old A-Rod sitting there.
Are they like showing him getting shot up?
Yeah, it's hysterical. It's called Screwball. And
little Fisher Price needles.
Absolutely. It goes into though how Rob Manfred was one of the big pieces to try to cover this whole steroid scandal up with A-Rod until the guy came out and basically said like I'm selling A-Rod steroids here. So Rob Manfred's kind of had a history of bundling situations and trying to protect the game-ish, but not doing it very well. This is kind of his MO.
Baseball was probably my first true love. Basketball probably came second, you know, football and hockey third. As a fan, a lifelong fan of baseball, I feel cheapened. I feel like the product's severely been cheapened, and I hate that. But now it's up to the players, and for Rob Manfred to come out and say, don't retaliate against them, we may be putting new fines and suspensions in place. Rob Manfred, you created this.
Yeah.
By you giving the players immunity to tell their cheating, you created this problem. If you had suspended them, if you had put a harsher punishment in place, retaliation wouldn't exist because players would feel like they got their pound of flesh. And now they feel like they've gotten nothing. They feel cheated and they're pissed. And I every right in the world too.
If Icy Hot is has an ounce of a brain in them, they would throw a bunch of Icy Hot ads all over the Astros because they're going to need it this season. I mean, and you're right. You can't sit there and have a half-assed punishment and then not expect the players. You know, the players in baseball, out of all the sports, will take their pound of flesh. And if you do a bat flip, you're probably getting beaned the next time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What does he think is going to happen? Has he ever watched the game?
And Dusty Baker, for Mr. Old School Baseball Man to come out and be like, you know, we really have to nip this in the bud. We can't have players throwing. Shut up, Dusty. You're not a part of this.
You knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, your guys are going to get it. And there's going to be fights this year. There's going to be, you know, a lot of retaliation taken against your team. And I can't wait to watch it, to be honest with you. Am I a caveman for saying that?
No. No, I mean, some people.
Because in the year 2020, you know, you can't fight in hockey anymore, throwing at people, throwing with a weapon. Oh, okay. If that makes me a caveman, I'm ready to see it because I think it's going to be great theater.
Yeah, and it's a sport, too, that's with the day and age that we live in with instant gratification, it's kind of gone by the wayside. And a lot of people don't have the attention level for that. But I think they'll have the attention level to sit there and wait and see if pitcher A is going to throw at hitter B.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the first time Trevor Bauer faces the Astros this year. Oh, nationally broadcast that, baby.
That's the thing, though. How quickly do you do it? Because you don't want to be too obvious with it because you're going to get kicked out of the game. But you still want to get your message sent.
How
quickly is it going to happen?
So we'll get into that a lot today. And frankly, would you be okay if your team cheated and won? Now, I'm going to be a little bit of a hypocrite here because if my team cheated and won, I would defend them until the day is long.
I'm mad at you for not cheating.
I played in the gray.
Come on, Trey. Why didn't you cheat more?
I wish.
But, like, if the Phillies had won the 2017 World Series and this came out that they were cheating at these levels, would you care?
No.
Because a lot of people are going to be high. Look, I just went on a 15-minute spiel about what a disgrace it was to the game. If that was the Phillies cheating, I'd be up here defending them.
No, you can't take away the parade that I just had.
Yeah.
The t-shirt that I just
bought. That's my memory.
Nobody cared in 2009 when Mick Billmeyer got caught with the binoculars in the Colorado Rockies.
I still think he was perving on chicks in the stand, but he was totally cheating.
but that's my point. Like, we just throw that by the wayside. So, yeah, I'm a hypocrite, too.
Yeah.
And this was, by the way, the Astros situation was to an egregious level.
Yeah.
It's next level cheating. It's not,
It was using technology to cheat. It wasn't sign stealing.
And it's scuzzy, but.
Yeah. So we'll get into that today. The NBA All-Star Weekend. I really enjoyed it. I really did. The game last night was the new format in the fourth quarter. We'll get into that. Joel Embiid ended up playing more minutes last night than he did on Tuesday night versus the Clippers. And Trey, I was looking for this thing on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's been wearing it since he returned from injury.
Yeah.
Looks like a splint, a cast of some sort.
Yeah, heavily taped.
I didn't notice that last
night. Yeah, I didn't see the fingers taped up at all.
I don't know if the optics of that were the best.
It's like, a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Ben Simmons shined in the All-Star game as well. We'll continue to get into all that stuff and more. You're listening to the 97.5 Fanatic post-game show. Jeez, I'm reverting
Are
back
you
to
drunk?
Drunk with a fever.
Jesus, get it together.
I'm Jamie Lynch filling in for Mark Farzetta. Bob Cooney is out today as well. We got Pat Egan, Trey Thomas, Sam Wilson with you. Time at the Fanatic is 6:23.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back into the Fanatic Morning Show. Jamie Lynch in for Mark Farzetta today. In, as always, Trey Thomas. And filling in for the seat of Bob Cooney, we got Pat Egan, Sam Wilson in with us as well. Hope everybody has a great President's Day. So should we go with what's your Mount Rushmore presidents?
Franklin Pierce is one. Obviously.
610-632. What's your Mount Rushmore president? Oh, wait. They are presidents.
Abraham Lincoln.
Billy Taft.
Oh, you're a big Billy Taft man?
Love Billy Taft.
Yeah. Hope everybody out there gets, you know, if you have a day off, hope you enjoy it. I know the schools are closed. Trey, the kids are home today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are home.
It's with the global warming we got, it might be golfing weather this week. I think it's supposed to be up to 57 tomorrow.
Really? I need to break my clubs out.
We should hit up Topgolf again sometime soon.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with it.
Ooh, Addy's off today. Maybe I'm thinking out loud here. Let me get a little ambitious. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But if you're just joining us this morning, we opened the show talking a lot about the Astros cheating scandal because it busted wide open this weekend. All the players reporting to camp. And they are opinionated, and rightfully so. So we're going to get into that as well. Bryce Harper had some comments down this weekend in Clearwater. We'll get into those as well. He had a comment that I don't want to jump on him too hard for because I do agree with what he's saying to a degree. But I also find it strange that it sounds basically, if you just showed me the words of Bryce Harper's quote, I'd be like, oh, that's a John Middleton or Andy McPhail quote.
Mm-hmm.
And then you show me it's Bryce Harper. I go, huh?
Company man.
What? You should want Chris Bryant at whatever cost, Bryce. So we'll get into that as well. But it was NBA All-Star Weekend. Did you guys enjoy the festivities? The dunk contest on Saturday I thought was great. It ended up being controversial because Aaron Gordon, most people think, you know, got robbed of another NBA dunk title. Did you guys watch the dunk contest, the three-point contest? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. The three-point competition was fun. The dunk competition is kind of like, you know, eh.
I thought Derek Jones is a local kid from Chester who ended up going to Cardinal O'Hara.
I went to Carroll.
Or Carroll, that's what I meant, excuse me.
My bad.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't,
because there's going to be people that are going to blow him up and say, idiot doesn't even know
I appreciate
Carroll.
That. It's like
I'm
I had
a foxhole man.
Yeah, it's like I had a piece of broccoli in my teeth and nobody told me about it all day.
No, Trey's sitting here letting you have the piece of broccoli.
Well, I didn't know what school he went to. I'm like, all right, cool. Sounds good to me. Keep moving.
So very cool to see a local kid, end up winning the slam dunk title.
No, he did good.
Yeah, he can fly, man.
Well, he was in the slam dunk competition when he was in the G League. Do you remember that? He was in the G League, and they called him up to be in the NBA slam dunk competition.
I mean, when your nickname is Airplane Mode, you deserve to be in the dunk contest.
Yeah, he was with the Suns, I think, at the time.
Aaron Gordon probably got robbed, and now the conspiracy theory online is that D-Wade cooked the contest so his Miami Heat brethren could get another title. Yeah.
It's just my thing, too.
Wait, are you saying, do we have another cheating scandal?
It kind of seemed like it.
Yeah. With the Lawrence Taylor lightning bolt earring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an interesting look. And his suit, he looked like, when the guys get all suited up for like EA Sports, when they got all the little balls on them.
So
His suit looked like that. It was an interesting look.
Sensors that's trying to checking his body metrics.
Yeah. That's what D-Wade looked like.
Yeah.
3-point contest. The skills competition, I just think, is a giant waste of time. But I have the thing that will remake All-Star Weekend. I think it replaces the skills competition, and I think it would be incredible. A one-on-one competition.
That would be good.
If you had LeBron challenge Giannis to a one-on-one, or Kawhi challenged, let's say, Dame Lillard, how riveting would that be?
But would they take it serious, though?
That's the concern. Yeah.
Would they do it?
I don't.
Would they do it, or would
it's for the kids, Pat?
Would we get T.J. McConnell versus Robert Covington?
Well, that's the fear. But you try to, I don't know.
I mean, you're talking to LeBron James, but he's never been in the dunk competition, even though every fan wants him to be in the dunk competition.
Which is a disgrace, in my opinion.
Exactly. So
I wouldn't want to see LeBron in the dunk competition.
When he was 23, I would have.
He never was like that type of creative
you don't
dunker.
See him? You don't want to see him in the dunk competition?
No.
You hate fun?
Yeah, not LeBron. LeBron, did you ever think LeBron was going to come with something that would be spectacular as a dunk?
Well, I don't think anyone's really come with anything spectacular in the past 20 years. So.
Yeah, I think Aaron Gordon's been pretty spectacular.
He's been good. I thought the one...
That one 360 kind of one-handed tomahawk thing he had.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! That was nasty.
Yeah, I mean, he had some good ones. It's just
Can we all agree he didn't actually jump Taco Fall?
No, he did not.
He got about 7 foot of Taco Fall, but come on, man. He basically...
You didn't get that 6 inches, though.
No, he kind of dragged...
Every guy will tell you the 6 inches is the most important.
He kind of dragged over Taco's back of his head there, you know what I mean?
They call that teabagging him.
Yeah, that's got to suck, too, as the one that's standing there. when you sit there and you're holding the ball and you're like, okay, the ball is now out of my hands, but what's that that just rolled across the back of my head?
Damn, Aaron, are we dating now?
Was that the one that Taco Fall said like he had no idea what he was doing?
It wasn't pre-arranged.
That was it, yeah. It was something where he was like, I had no clue.
He clearly looked uncomfortable going out there. Like, he didn't want to be used as the prop.
Like, he didn't put on a girdle when he jumped over there?
Damn, like, Aaron.
I just feel someone just slapped me on the back of the head.
Couldn't put some compression shorts on, man?
No compression shorts.
He used his Manscaped, so
that's
but
true.
But still, I mean, no compression shorts. You just got all that dangling down there and it just slapped me on the back of the head.
That's not cool, man.
I mean, that's not cool.
Poor Taco.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm looking at Taco like, you know what? We need SVU on the case.
Taco's just happy to be there. Taco's just happy he had an invite.
That's a good point. Yeah. He's happy to be in the league.
He had to pay his dues.
And then last night in the game, you know, at first, in the first quarter, it opened up, and I went, oh, man, Joel Embiid's going to be irrelevant in this game. Poor guy's probably gassed. They're just going back and forth, running and dunking. Turns out, he had a pretty damn good game. I think he ended up being the third leading scorer for his team. A lot of rebounds. Posted up LeBron and cooked his ass down low. That was very cool to see. Ben Simmons looked stellar. You know, the game was entertaining-ish.
Did he? What did Ben Simmons do?
He
had some nice dunks.
He's made for that game, just running and dunking and alley-ooping.
I would have liked to have seen him just hang around the three-point line a couple times and just let it rip.
I was hoping he did it once.
Shoot a three!
Shoot it.
That's how you asked how you get me like into All-Star Weekend again. Have Ben Simmons do the three-point competition.
Come on.
Have the three-point competition. Hear me out. Have the three-point competition be nothing but guys who never shoot threes.
That would be interesting.
Well, everybody shoots them, but you know.
Except Ben.
Yeah, exactly.
There's got to be somebody else. I'm sure if you go
Jimmy
around
Butler doesn't shoot threes, really.
Taco Fall. Give me Taco Fall in the three-point competition. The most ridiculous three-point competitions, guys.
I'm in on that. So it was an entertaining weekend. Did you guys have a problem with Joel Embiid playing more minutes in the All-Star game than he did on Tuesday night?
I had a problem with him playing in this game, period.
I'm a Trey. Yeah. I will never be comfortable with Joel Embiid is an often injured center playing in a meaningless game.
If I'm Brett Brown last night and I see him playing more minutes than I'm playing him in my own games, I'm going, Nick Nurse, you son of a...
Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, that little rat.
Yeah.
Nick Nurse.
I don't have a problem with it, but the optics of it are like, oh, come on, buddy.
He's trying to gas our big man.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now the hand is healthy enough that it doesn't need to get taped.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like,
bad optics.
Maybe just tape that up just for our sake so you don't have some hoagie mouth yelling about it for the next week. Sixers are off until Thursday. It's going to be a long 4 days, so the guys get back into it. I'm really excited. We're going to talk about the final third of the season. I can't wait. I think this is a new team, a new Sixers team. Really looking forward to it. Want to get Mike and Del Ran in here before the break. Mike, what's going on, man? Happy President's Day.
Hold on, guys. You think Taco Fall really had no idea what he was doing there? You're 7'6 at the dunk contest. What do you think your role's going to be?
That's fair point.
And airplane mode. Is that really a good nickname? I mean, when you go airplane mode, you turn everything off. Right?
Yeah. It's not a great nickname. I'll give you that.
It's not the best.
I think it's
true
a little bit when you're coming up with nicknames. Yeah. Listen, if I'm going to be absolutely disappointed if the head of promotions for every Major League Baseball team, when the Houston Astros come to town, don't have a fan giveaway night of metal trash cans, like little mini metal trash cans that can make noise. If anybody that has that job and you're listening, you're going to fail as a promotion director.
I thought you were going to go buzzers on me.
No, I like the metal trash cans. I'd love to get like a little mini metal trash can.
Like a desktop trash can?
Yeah, like maybe the side of like a can of beers you get at the bar, right? Four beers. Yeah, something like that.
You can make it like a pencil holder or a pen holder.
Absolutely. That would be pretty
awesome.
That'd be pretty great. Baseball to me is like kind of lower on the scale as far as what I like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about ready to get the MLB Network for this. Like, I'm telling you,
right?
This might be the best thing to happen to baseball in a while. People are going to tune in to watch the payback that the Astros are going to get every city they go in.
I know. I think it's actually great for the sport in a weird, twisted way.
I do, too. I think it is, and it's messed up because, you know, we like that kind of stuff, right, in a reality TV type of world, right? I can't wait to see it. And I'll tell you what, maybe the punishment wasn't enough. I think you do vacate the World Series trophy. You don't give it to anybody else, but you vacate it. And what you do is you take it, you put it in the Hall of Fame in a room by itself, all dark, with one light on, right above the World Series trophy, and it should just be titled A Piece of Metal. That's what I would do. All right, so everybody that walks through there knows that that happened. It's a part of history, and don't let it happen again. But anyway, baseball's going to be fun again. Go Birds.
Thanks for the call, Mel. The for Mike, the piece of metal room. That's not bad.
Piece of metal room.
I still can't believe he called it a piece of metal.
Yeah.
What a just what a J-O idiotic comment. Man.
That's an idiot. That's one of the most stupidest statements I've ever heard.
Yeah, Graph and Media will get you up next. There's some open lines if you want to join in on this President's Day. 610-632-0975. The 6 a.m. hour is brought to you by United Rentals Power and HVAC. For all your power generation and HVAC rentals in the tri-state area, visit unitedrentals.com. You're listening to the 97.5 Fanatic Morning Show. I'm filling in for Mark Farzetta, Jamie Lynch in with Trey Thomas, Pat Egan, Sam Wilson. Time at the Fanatic is 6:42.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic Morning Show. Jamie Lynch in for Mark Farzetta. Pat Egan in for Bob Cooney. And we got Trey Thomas. Well, he's Trey Thomas. He's always here. Hope everybody has a great Monday out there. Hope you had a great weekend. I did not. And if... I was overcoming a little...
Jesus, Debbie Downer.
Well, I had like a 101 fever all weekend, and I basically sweat and slept.
You didn't even tell the people that.
But I'd had a weird... I don't typically remember my dreams ever, but I had a very weird fever dream that I might need somebody to make sense of for me, because I woke up on Sunday morning and was like, what the hell was that? It involves Elton Brand and Paul Pierce. All right, and we'll get it.
About to Google.
Where's the I feel really awkward now button?
And it involves my child. I'm telling you, it's pretty strange. I even deserve myself a little bit.
Okay.
I
just Google dreaming, so we're ready.
All right. We'll get into it now, and then we'll get into it maybe a little bit later on when maybe there's some more dream experts out there.
Okay.
So there was two dreams. I never really remember my dreams ever. And I wish I did.
I feel like we should be playing Dreamweaver under this.
Sam, you want to cue up Dreamweaver? The first one I woke up after, and then I went back to sleep and had another dream later. The second dream wasn't that cool. It was me hanging out. I was at a banquet for the NBA's all-time 50 greatest players ever. And I was hanging out, and like I was the man for some reason, and they all wanted to like be around me, and I was making everybody laugh.
Absolutely a dream.
Yeah.
You're not like that at work.
Yeah, no, not at all. And let alone amongst like Michael Jordan and you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Imagine Michael Jordan coming up to be like, are you the bro?
Yeah, like Michael Jordan was like putting his arm around me like, guys, you got to hear Jamie's next joke. And I was like, this is weird. But I wrote it out. I had a great time apparently at this banquet.
Okay, this means dispelling distress and overcoming adversities.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this one, this may break your dream machine. So I pick up my daughter from daycare, and as I'm, they hand me my daughter, and I'm about to load her into the car seat and get all of her stuff together, and I turn around and Paul Pierce is there. I'm like, oh, Paul Pierce, what the hell are you doing here? And he's like, oh, hey, man, is that your daughter? And I was like, yeah, it's Skylar. He's like, oh, let me hold her. And I was like, all right, Paul Pierce, here's Skylar.
Please tell me he takes off.
So then Elton Brand walks down these stairs that don't exist at my daycare and is like, oh, hey, Paul Pierce. So there's Chief Beef. He's hanging out, him and Paul Pierce. And they're holding my daughter. And they're like, oh, she's so cute. She's great. And I turn around and I'm talking to the teachers. And Paul Pierce and Elton Brand take up the stairs and out the building. And I never see my daughter again.
That's uncomfortable.
Elton Brand and Paul Pierce stole my daughter in my dreams.
Huh.
What the hell does that mean?
It's literally Mr. Steal Your Girl. I mean, this is wild.
I woke up, and I was sweating a lot from the fever, but I woke up in like a panic, and I was like, Elton Brand just stole my daughter!
This dream took a turn.
Right? What the hell does that mean?
It means he needs every dollar he can get. And it'll all make sense soon.
Where does Paul Pierce come into? Where the hell does he come
from? It'll all make sense soon.
All right, this ring is right here. The dream indicates you are disappointed in your children's actions. And you feel underappreciated to your efforts.
Yes. Where
something they did is completely unacceptable. You don't know what to do about it.
This has to do with Friday.
That she was sick.
Yeah.
That, and I had to pick her up early from daycare when
I was
sick.
Disappointed.
Maybe the poop explosions have gotten to you has come to a head.
What's Paul Pierce's role in this?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He's not Larry Hughes.
That's his role. That's what it is. Elton Brand and Paul Pierce stole my daughter in my dream. Is that not out there?
Larry Hughes wouldn't have stolen your daughter. All right, just a fact.
I woke up and I was like, did I take mescaline? What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
It was a weird one. So
there you go.
That was my Saturday.
I remember my first peyote dream.
Buddy Graf in media might be able to make sense of some dreams. What's going on, Graf?
It sounds like you think Paul Pierce and Elton Brand would be better fathers, Pete.
I mean, Elton Brand probably would be a better father. I think he's a father of two or three himself. So, Elton, if you want to take baby Skyler, come on, man.
Yeah, that man went to Duke.
Don't say that, baby. It's just a dream.
I'm killing it, Graf. I'm a great dad.
You're good, dude. That's hilarious.
Right? What the hell? I remember being like, Paul Pierce, why are you here?
I think the second dream is better, though. I think it just proves, like, you know, how narcissistic we can be sometimes, you know? Yeah. Center of attention in the top 50.
Yeah, Michael Jordan thought I was the man. Like, on what planet?
Yeah, that's great. I'll tell you who's not the man or the woman was Shaka Khan last night.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Horrendous. I think the NBA is doing it on purpose. Like, I think
the viralness.
I just think they're like, you know what? We're gonna find the people who cannot sing the national anthem and just have them attempt it at the NBA All-Star game.
I didn't think
it could get worse than Fergie. Like, I didn't honestly think that could happen. I didn't think I would see that in my lifetime.
I think Fergie was worse. It's a good debate.
Shaka Khan was bad, but Fergie, because she tried to get all jazzy
broke on a couple nights.
Players were laughing at Fergie, too. That's the other thing. Like, nobody could keep it together with Fergie.
Yeah.
So I guess you're right, Trey. But then the other thing, too, is I like to look at the Aaron Gordon situation. I think is absolutely absurd. He's the best dunker of, you know, this era of basketball players, I think.
He is.
That one-handed 360 dunk was ridiculous.
That was insane. Mm-hmm. But we can all agree, Graf, he did not clear Taco Fall.
No, not at all. I don't think it's possible to jump over 7'5".
That's ridiculous.
Carter reached the limit at 7', and I think that's about it.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
I don't think you can get much taller than that. And I think it would be cool if
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.